From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Questions about Yemen's ceasefire. The halt to fighting is set to take hold early Tuesday as United Nations brokered peace talks open in Switzerland. The ceasefire is aimed at halting more than a year of fighting between Iran-backed Shiite rebels and an Arab coalition. The degree of commitment to the seven-day truce remains unclear, with no word whether Houthi rebels will honor the agreement. President Barack Obama says he is confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the Islamic State. Speaking at the Pentagon Monday following a meeting with his national security team, the president said IS is losing ground.
Last month in November, we dropped more bombs on ISIL targets than any other month since this campaign started. We're also taking out ISIL leaders, commanders, and killers, one by one.
Mr. Obama announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue to search for and kill terrorist leaders and train and equip forces battling Islamic State militants. Secretary of State John Kerry will use a visit to Russia Tuesday to plan for Friday's meeting in New York of the International Syria Support Group. A U.S. official said Kerry also will discuss efforts to get full implementation of the Minsk Agreement, which includes a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine and a withdrawal of heavy weapons by both the Ukrainian government and Russian-backed separatists. More than two dozen senior military and police officials in Burundi have gone on trial for their alleged involvement in a failed attempt to oust President Pierre Nkurunziza. The 28 defendants include a former defense minister and five generals. They're charged with trying to overthrow the government. This is VOA News. Nigerian army troops shot and killed members of a Shiite group over the weekend after the group allegedly attacked the convoy of Nigeria's army chief. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria says soldiers killed up to 300 of its members in the northern city of Zaria in Kaduna State. Other reports put the death toll much lower at 20. A small group of supporters of human rights lawyer Pu Zijong ignored intimidation from authorities and rallied outside a Beijing courtroom on Monday. Pu is charged with publishing several social media messages that were critical of the government and officials. If found guilty, he could face up to 8 years in prison. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
We urge Chinese authorities to release Mr. Pu and call upon China to uphold fundamental civil rights and fair trial guarantees, as enshrined in the PRC Constitution and its international human rights commitment.
Pu's hearing on Monday lasted a little more than 3 hours. The European Union opened negotiations Monday with Serbia and resumed long-stalled talks with Turkey that eventually could allow both countries entry into the 28-member bloc. EU negotiators opened talks Monday with Serbia, focusing on financial controls and details of the country's relations with Kosovo. Separately, EU negotiators in Brussels revived Turkey's membership bid. Here is Volkan Bozkir.
We welcome the start of joint preparatory work on these chapters. Both sides should keep in mind that the shared objective is full membership, as stated in the negotiation framework. Turkey expects to join the Union as an equal member with all the rights and obligations.
Volkan Bozkir is a Turkish official. A French nursery school teacher who claimed he was stabbed in his classroom by an Islamic State supporter has admitted to prosecutors he invented the story. Prosecutors are questioning the teacher, trying to find out why he lied. The U.S. Army announced Monday it will court-martial Sergeant Bo Bergdahl on charges of desertion and putting his fellow soldiers in danger in Afghanistan. He spent 5 years as a prisoner of the Taliban before being freed last year in exchange for five Taliban fighters held at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Barack Obama pledged Monday to work together to implement the recent Paris Climate Change Accord. In a phone conversation, Mr. Xi told Mr. Obama the pact agreed to on Saturday charted a clear path for further international efforts and that China was willing to work with the United States and other parties to ensure implementation of the agreement. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.